Dallas parent Chris Crawford can't imagine his 8-year-old son Jack going anywhere else but Hexter Elementary. The school is east of White Rock Lake and has an active PTA and a coveted blue ribbon. That's a designation given to high-performing schools. But he's not so jazzed about what happens when Jack finishes fifth grade and faces middle or high school in DISD.
It seems like the majority of parents who leave Hexter either cross their fingers and hope for their children to be in a tag program to get a free education, or they end up moving to a suburb, or they end up paying for private school.
Talented and gifted programs are tough to get into, and private school is a real drain.
You have to start paying the college education tuition in the sixth grade, which is just brutal. You know, it is brutal.
At St. Thomas Aquinas, it costs $9,000 a year to attend school if you aren't a parishioner. So a public school district just for the White Rock area has a lot of appeal. Former State Representative Alan Vaught created a Facebook page in support of this idea. The page has nearly 2,500 likes so far. He says the group hasn't drawn boundaries yet, but wants it to be inclusive.
And our goal is not to just pick the cream of the cream and say the heck with everybody else. Our goal is to have a diverse school district that represents East Dallas, which, by the way, would be 20% Anglo.
He says the Dallas public school system is too big, and that parents are tired of how the district is managed.
You know, so it's going to have many of the same educational challenges DISD has. We're just saying, you know what, we think we can do it better at a local level.
Creating a new school district almost never happens. Under state law, any new district has to be 9 square miles and have at least 8,000 students. The DISD board could pass a resolution, but that's unlikely. Or supporters could submit a petition signed by at least 10% of registered voters in the area that wants out. At least 25% of registered voters in the existing district, that's DISD, would have to show up at the polls. Then a majority in the current and new district would have to support the measure. And that is a long shot.
It doesn't happen very often. It tends to go more the other direction, where a district is consolidated with another one.
That's Debbie Ratcliffe with a Texas Education Agency in Austin. Last year, the state ordered North Forest School District to fold into Houston ISD after years of academic and money woes. 7 years ago, Dallas absorbed the Wilmer Hutchins School District for similar reasons. Ratcliffe says a new district has to consider the price tag.
You are duplicating some costs because now you've gone from one superintendent to two central offices. Not to judge whether it's better or worse for them, it's just that that's a financial reality.
John DeLander, spokesperson for Dallas Schools, says this isn't the first time an idea of a split has come up. He hopes talk of a new district can rechannel parents to get involved with Dallas Schools.
I'm glad that people are talking about public education. I'm glad that they're discussing options. Hopefully it spurs them to get involved and to think about solutions to help improve their local schools.
Parent Melissa Martinez has 7-year-old twins who attend Hexter and an older daughter who's in a magnet school. When she heard there was a group wanting to pull out of DISD, she had a feeling it might be her community. She liked the Facebook page to keep up with the group.
There's always room for improvement, and we can only look at ourselves, you know, in our schools and see how we can grow.
Next steps include creating a steering committee and planning a public meeting, even though many say the road ahead is steep. Stella Chavez, KERA News.